let's give a big welcome to the incredible Tim Story. Tim, I'm super excited to have you with us today.
Serge, thank you for this nice introduction.
Of course. Thank you for joining us today. We're ending 2023, right? I got to ask you, what was the most important thing you learned this year?
I think one of the things that I learned is that it's possible to have a true comeback. Is that there was a time several years ago, as we all know, that a pandemic hit the world. And in many regions of the world, we were just shut down. And a lot of people were in a setback, and they were limited in everything that they did. But I started to talk to people, and they started to have a comeback plan that in the midst of the difficulty, they would find their way up and out. This is what I've seen, Serge. I've seen companies rebound, families rebound, people rebounding in the area of finance. So I think 23 has been a real comeback year for people, and that they will find even more momentum in 2024.
Nice. I totally agree on that. I have another question. What books or podcasts really blew your mind in 2023?
I study 1 hour every morning. So as soon as I wake up, for 1 hour, I either listen to a podcast or I'm listening to a book on tape or reading a book. My favorite book of this year has been James Clear on Atomic Habits. Because, Serge, I think you can have a dream and you can be excited about that dream and see that you're going to manifest that dream. But truly, it is those habits that we create and that we form that help get us to that dream. So James Clear, Atomic Habits, has really helped my life and a lot of people that I life coach.
That's awesome. I know that you are an author of many different books, and how often you read books as well to get knowledge from somebody else. I know that you're coaching a lot of different people, so you have a lot of knowledge and a lot of experience as well. But how important it is to get this knowledge as well from other people, from other experiences as well for you?
It is a constant thing that I'm doing is reading and studying. Because as you know, there's three ways that you learn. Education, conversation, and observation. So education is how we learn and what we learn. So even for yourself, in the world that you're in, I'm very interested in that world. And if I don't know about it, I want to watch a documentary. I want to watch something on YouTube. I want to read a book. Even the area of art, if I don't know about certain artists. Recently, I just was watching a documentary on the life of Ralph Lauren, the designer. Mm. I didn't know that much about him, so I was very, very interested. So curiosity has been my friend. I'm so curious, Serge. I'm always educating myself, learning, reading, watching documentaries. And then I really love conversations. Me and you have great conversations. So I'm always a student. No matter how much people think I might know, I'm always a student.
As you know, I'm a lot dive deep into personal branding, brand
yes.
building, content creation, and stuff like that. And you built an amazing brand. I know that how much time and effort and work you put in, right? So it's like a
yes.
lot of energy, right? And I can see the outcome. I can see the result you get into, right? So I want to ask you, what's your number one piece of advice for those who are just starting out to build a personal brand?
Yes. So I think number one is that you have to find something that is really unique to yourself, that you have to create your own unique sound. Like, because I know you love music. So in the area of music, there's different producers, like a Pharrell Williams. If you hear a certain song by Pharrell Williams, it has a unique sound or tone to it, or a Travis Scott, certain tone or sound. And I think that what I was able to do is I created a unique sound and tone to the way I would come across, but also a unique product. And my product started with turning your setbacks to comebacks. So I studied that idea out about what is a setback, what is a comeback, who else has written on this on the past, have there been films on it, documentaries. I found a lot of different things, but I said, okay, how do I bring my uniqueness to this subject that has been around for a long time? And Serge, it worked, and then it just took off.
Awesome. So basically, main takeaway, like for somebody who is building their personal brand, they have to define their unique style, unique message, right? So that will differentiate them from somebody else, right? Stand out from the crowd. And as I see, you did it, like you've done like really good job. Your social media are flashing. So I really like how you build your brand.
Yes. So with a person like me, I am a creative person. And that's why I love your name, Serge Creator. And this show, you are interviewing creative people like myself. So I'm so into creating that I need people like Serge, you, to say, okay, I've created this. What's the best way to get this out there? And I feel like this has been a real key to my success, that I don't feel like I'm a master at everything, but I am a master at some things. But I needed other people to say, okay, I've now created this concept, this book, this training material. How do we get it out there? And then people like yourself knew better on how to get it out there. So that has been a very, very strong key to me, to where you go through airports. I'm in 90 airports. You can go to certain hotels. I'm in millions of hotel rooms with my motivational talk. Serge, that would never have happened if it wasn't for people like yourself who know how to get it out there.
Thank you for that. I really appreciate your recognition of people who is behind the scenes, right? Helping people like you. And like, I know how much time and effort it takes to help people like yourself. So really appreciate that you recognizing these people. Want to finally be known as the expert in your city? Ready to build credibility with your audience? Hi, I'm Serge, the founder of Serge Creator Studios. We've helped professionals around the country get known and brand themselves through high-quality content. We know how to make your company known. We will grow your audience, increase your visibility online, and get your prospect to trust you before you even talk to them. Here's my offer to you. Book a 20-minute call with me for a no-pressure presentation. We will take care of your branding, video editing, graphic design, and do all posting for you. I'll show you how easy to brand yourself and your company through social media. Click below to schedule your 20-minute call with me and see how to take your company's success to the next level. I can't wait to see you there.
How do you think social media is reshaping the world of motivational speaking and coaching?
So it's been a complete paradigm shift, because if you look back even to the early days of a guy named Earl Nightingale, and you look at Think and Grow Rich, 1930s, 1940s, 1950s, then later on in life, you get into people that most have never heard of before. People like Wayne Dyer, you have Robert Schuller, who's from Southern California. These people in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, they did not have, watch, Twitter. They did not have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, whole different world, right?
Wow. Yeah.
So if those guys had what we have today, they would 10x their brand.
I can imagine that. It's unbelievable.
So, but the key is I think that some people have not gone as deep as the thought leaders of the past, because they're so preoccupied with trying to become famous and well-known that they haven't really curated and worked hard on their messaging. And so what I really teach people is don't try to serve the meal too fast. Really get in the kitchen and just cook up something wonderful that we have never heard before you serve it up. So I think that social media has been fantastic, but also social media has tempted people to come out too quickly. And so I think it's important to use social media, but don't come out too quickly.
Exactly. I can agree on that 100%. What social media can do, there is like flip side as well. So you can shine really bright, but as well from other side, if your message not right, if you're posting something wrong, right, that will not resonate with the audience, or you will tell not appropriate things, it can hurt a lot. And I believe recovering the brand will take way longer than it can be to build a brand. So
you have that perfectly. And so in the past, people have said, you know, just get your phone and just shoot whatever. I'm not a big fan of that. I like to think it over first. Who's my target audience? What is really what's on my mind? And whatever's on my mind, is it right for my target audience? So I want to think that through behind the scenes. And I have people in my life that we get into a bit of a think tank, and I'll say, hey, 2024 is coming up. This is what I'm thinking about coming out with at the beginning of the year. What do you think? And there's probably 3, 4, 5 people. Now you're now included in that, where I like to talk to you about things and try to get a feel for the temperature of the world and the temperature of people, and then how I will bring my message across.
Absolutely. So you want to establish this communication with the audience. Am I right? So it's basically, you want to think about them. Don't think about yourself all the time, right? So you want to think how they want to communicate with you and what they will be interested in you. If you will be talking, it's like you have incredibly big audience, right? But even like 5,000 people or 10,000 people on social media, can you imagine yourself standing in front of that many people? It's like, huge audience, right? And can you imagine that, like, holding the megaphone and saying some inappropriate things, how it will affect your personality? It's unbelievable.
No doubt about it. So the thing is, like, I went shopping the other day, and I was in a store, and I had 4 encounters with 4 different types of people. I'm walking, and I'm going up the escalator, and a young guy chases me. He says, are you Tim Story? Yes. Oh man, such a fan of yours. I saw you at 10X. Oh man, wow. Cool. Okay. Then I get on the top of the escalator, and it's a husband, a wife, and a little child. Different demographic, different types of people, different look. The man says, oh my God, this is who? Wow. Tim Story. I say, yeah, good to see you. We really like you. We saw you at a seminar. You helped my life. Okay. Now I've moved into the shopping area, and a lady who works at the store comes up and says, I don't mean to bother you, but I know you're Tim Story. I say, yes. And what I noticed about all 3 of them, and then when I left the store, the security guy on the outside, so that was my 4th encounter, all of them showed emotion towards me. They all said, you helped change my life. It was very emotional. It wasn't like, oh, that was cool, the way you were doing those funny jokes. No, everyone was, wow, you helped change my life. So there was a lot of emotion. So Serge, that says to me, wow, that's part of my target audience, is that my brand helps bring change to people, and that change is making their life better. And now they want to share with me, my life is better.
Oh, wow. So that's amazing. That's amazing. It shows proof that your words that you crafting your message before thinking, before talking, right?
Yes.
Helps a lot to build this emotions in people, because like we know Gary Vee, he's amazing social media speaker as well, right? But he's talking to the masses and his message is like, just start doing things and post content out there. Don't worry about what you're saying. On one side, it's good. So it makes sense. It's better to do something than nothing, right?
Yes.
People has to be aware that these activities will can cause troubles as well. They can bring their emotion down if they think something, and negativity from the audience will hit them and they will be closed as well, right? So they don't want to perform. They don't want to do it anymore already, right? So it's very important to craft the message first. So every single detail is matter, as I understand.
I like how you're saying it. I really like how you're saying it. And me and you are both fans of Gary Vee, and me and you will both watch him speak because we're going to a conference together, and I will be speaking there. You'll be there meeting a lot of great people. And I like Gary Vee, but one of the difference between his brand and my brand is that people see me as a therapist. They see me as someone who's like a doctor that's helping them in their mindset, also their heart, their emotions, their relationships. Gary Vee is talking a lot about brand building. So I think that he's okay in throwing some things against the wall and seeing what sticks. But to me, it's almost like being a surgeon. I have to be very careful before I go in and do surgery on people.
Oh, yeah, because people are going to listen and they will apply your tools, right?
Yes.
So, oh, yeah, I agree on that. So this conversation leads to a next question. So it's actually related. So your audience is incredibly diverse.
Yes.
And, how do you manage to connect with everyone from top executive and movie stars to young people in challenging environments? What's your secret sauce?
I think that the interesting thing about me being me is that, again, when I'm at seminars, how I see 10-year-old, 11, 12, 13-year-old young kids that gravitate and say, oh, my God, Tim's story, I really love what you're doing. And so I think that the message that I speak does not have an age range. And because the message that I speak, let's say from my last book, Miracle Mentality, with HarperCollins, a miracle is something extraordinary, uncommon, not regular. So a 10-year-old boy says, yeah, that's me. I want to do something uncommon. A 35-year-old man says the same. A 37-year-old woman says the same. So I think that I've been able to craft messages that have a thread that goes from the youngest of the young all the way until people exit this earth. But that's very uncommon because most people that I coach in their brands, the brands are specific to maybe women or men or a certain age group. But I talk to people's dreams, and that is at every age.
And have you ever had to adapt your speaking style or content to better connect with a particular audience?
I adjust it every time. So if I am speaking in France, in Paris, it's different than speaking to 5,000 people in Miami. If I'm in Miami, I'm going to have to shift it up. If I'm going to go and speak to a tech conference in the Silicon Valley. So whenever you're a speaker, there's two things you have to look at. Number one, what is the climate? What is the climate? What is the feel of the group? Is it Tony Robbins high, or is it kind of quiet and calm? So depending on the climate is where I do my speech. And then also, what's the culture? Is it young people? Is it middle-aged people? Is it older people? And then also, again, what country are they from? what's their demographic, their feeling. But I adjust almost every single speech. I adjust everyone.
Wow, that's so cool. And I'm from Europe, as you know. So how is the audience is different? So Europe and United States, is there similarities or it's completely different vibe?
It is different. And I'm glad that I learned to speak starting in Sweden when I was age 20. I was hired even while I was in college. And I would go there for a month at a time and I would speak to the schools. And I was speaking on dreams and how to make your dream a reality at age only 20. And I noticed that I would tell what I thought were funny jokes and they would kind of just stare. And so some of the Swedish young people would say, "Tim, you know, not all Swedes are like this, but we are not American. We don't always show the way we're feeling. And if you get this quick, you'll be better." So I really learned a lot from starting in Sweden at age 20, 21, 22, speaking in the schools. And that helped me when I started going to other European countries. And as you stated now, I've been to 78 countries of the world speaking. But so let's say if I'm in a foreign country that's a little more quiet, I definitely better pick up my energy when I go to Colombia.
Oh my God.
They like me coming in hot.
Oh wow. That's so cool. Even my marketer, so she's in England and she is like applying different like marketing tools and messaging and working with funnels, emails and stuff like that. And she can see the difference between England and United States, because in United States people are so friendly, so nice, yeah. Like they want like so sweet, but in England they're like pretty straightforward, you know.
Yes, and I'm okay with that, because the other thing that I've learned, even in dealing with people in America that maybe are in technology and they're in a certain field where their mindset is just a little bit different, I find that maybe they don't give me the emotional reaction I'm used to when I speak on a large stage. But many times they're listening and processing. And then after my talk, they might come up and say, "Oh, that changed my life." But when I was talking, they didn't even show expression. So I think, Serge, the best way I could say this is you have to be like the mailman, have the mail, deliver the mail, and be okay with that.
Oh, wow. That's very cool. I want to dive into a little bit of your beginnings, because now people can see that like results, right? Tim Story, amazing. Wow. Like incredible. But it's not overnight success. You didn't become the person who you are right now, right? So, and many people, like many, especially young people, right, who is like in their 20s, they need some sort of guidance and advice on, because they have in their mind a lot of problems, a lot of challenges and stuff like that, right? So
yeah.
Give them a little bit of context of your childhood. I know that you have interesting childhood. So it's basically give them a little bit more context. So maybe they're thinking that you like grew up in a wealthy family or something. I don't know. Give them a little bit more context, because now you achieved this greatness, right? But where you've started, give us a little bit more.
Number one, that's a great question. I think that like for me, we were raised in like an ordinary environment. Some people know of this city, some people do not, but I was born in a place called Compton, California, which is considered the inner city. And imagine this, Serge. We had seven people, the mother, the father, and five children, all in a two-bedroom apartment. My father was a steel worker and only went to what they call the 10th grade in America. My mother was a woman who worked at a donut shop, only went to the 6th grade. So we were what I call stuck in an almost life. Almost means not quite, nearly. So like, Serge, if I wanted Converse tennis shoes, I got almost Converse. If I wanted Levi's, I got almost Levi's. But the thing that was good is that my mother and my father were very into discipline. And so you had to do your homework right after school. We had to get jobs when we were very, very young. The house was always clean. We were always clean. And my mother said, we might be lower income, but we are not lower class. Mm-hmm. And what that did is that even though they could only provide so much at that time because of their own limitations, they put something inside of me, the discipline, that I said, I want to do something more. So, Serge, what happened is I began to observe. I saw other people at school that were wearing nicer clothes. I saw people that they were able to go nicer places, or they were able to do things that I could not do. And I began to have a desire for that. And I desired, Serge, a better life. And then I started to get the right mentors in my life. My school teachers really liked me because I was funny, and I still am. But my school
you are.
They loved me. They were like, oh, Tim Story. So my school teachers, starting in the fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, that's when I was only like 8, 9, 10, they really took to me. And I give big credit to my educators who helped believe in me that I can go bigger and better. I never thought it would come to where it is today and living the lifestyle that I get to live and helping the people that I help. But I'm very grateful to the people that helped me get here.
Wow, so great. And it reminds me a little bit the movie King Richard. So
yes.
It was, I know that it was filmed in the similar area, right?
So, yeah, in Compton, California. And I know those sisters, Venus and Serena Williams. They've always been very kind to me, and I've been kind to them. But they're from there. So is Dr. Dre, who's now a billionaire. So is Kendrick Lamar. We're all from there. And I think part of coming from a society like that is your back is so against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
That you can make a choice and just decide to just collapse and go inward, or you can observe other things of people that have made it and decide to turn the setback to the comeback. And that's what I did. And that's why I'm so interested in helping other people's lives.
Oh, I can totally understand that. I believe that's like struggles and challenges. There's two ways, of course, and they can build greater leaders, greater people, or they can break them, right? And
yes,
I believe the person can choose their path, right? But the beauty is here that we have enough resources and power and knowledge and data and everything to choose the right path instead of just like being break.
So, yeah, but if I could just say this, even though it's your show, because I know your story, that the fact that you left the country that you were in, you come to America, and you only had so many friends. So in my opinion, your back was against the wall. So then you have to say, what do I have? What is my skill set? And you begin to build out that skill set to now we need you. So as many people, Serge, as I know, and I know so many people from all over the world that do certain things in media, but I personally believe you have so built out your skill set that you have people like myself that need you. So I give you credit that when your back was against the wall, you decided to build out your skill set. There's actually a saying that says, do you see a person that is skilled at their job? They will be ushered into the presence of the great. It's the truth.
Wow.
Yeah. So to anybody watching right now or listening, build your skill set and we will come looking for you.
That's so true. Oh my God. That word hit my heart. That's so true. Sometimes I'm thinking I'm just working, building, working. And then I'm like, I'm forgetting about past, right? I'm looking to the future. And then when I'm,
I can hear the words like you're saying. It motivates me to keep going. It's a good sign for me that I'm doing something right. And I'm blessed to have a chance to work with you and help you in some way. So it's like such amazing journey. So
yes, but that's good, Serge, for everyone that's watching, because I think that many times they could see all the big people that have gone before them and they're like, how do I catch up? It's not the way to think. Build your skill set. And here's how I say it. Build your spot and life will put the spotlight on your spot.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Build your spot and life will put the spotlight on your spot. I just was doing a conference, as you know, with Sarah Blakely, and she took Spanx and became a billionaire from a company called Spanx. And when she tells her story, what did she do? She built her spot and life put the spotlight on her spot.
Wow. So, oh my God, that's 100% true that you have to just keep going and follow your vision, follow your dream, and life somehow make it happen. So it's miracle mentality, as you say.
Yes, 100%.
Wow, that's so great. As we look forward to 2024, what new projects or initiatives are you most excited about?
I'm more excited about helping other people than what I'm going to do for myself. Because for me, it's almost like being in the NBA and basketball for many, many, many years and being fortunate enough to do well. So now I like the new players. So I look at the new players and I say, how could I help them? How could I make them better? So my vision is to see other people's vision come to pass. Because the Tim Story train is moving very fast. You know, I have the best agents. I have the best managers. I have a new talk show coming out. I have a new movie I'm working on. I have Broadway plays I'm working on. That's exciting, but I am more excited about seeing the next generation, which would be someone like yourself, and helping you to fulfill your dreams and your goals. Because for me, I feel that I'm at a stage in my life, not an age, but a stage where I'm so grateful that I now want to pass it down and I want to build other people up. So that's really what's on my mind. Yeah.
So cool. And you mentioned a little bit about your coming show. So I'm super excited to hear what's that. And if you want to share a little bit, I don't know if it's...
Of course. So I've been doing a talk show in airports called Tim Story Presents. There's a company called Reach TV that's quite big. And if you go into 90 airports around the world, including Paris, London, and then you go into all these American cities, every 3 hours, my show is out there. It's a 30-minute talk show where I interview influential people. And then I also have something called Inspirational Moments with Tim Story, that for 5 minutes, I talk about inspiration. And that comes on like every 4 hours in airports. So people saw that and they say, oh, you got to do your own show. And I even went to my good friend, Oprah Winfrey. She's like, Tim, it's your time. Steve Harvey said, it's your time. So I signed with an amazing agency. I have an amazing manager. And so 2024, we should be seeing the Tim Story Show. And that's helping people's lives. And I'm excited about that. I think I'm ready for it now.
You're talking quite a lot of often about it. So I see your excitement. I'm excited as well. So I'm really into this. So I'm really curious how it's going to turn. It's in Hollywood, right? So where it's going to be produced? Where is it?
Yeah, it'll be produced in Hollywood. And the team I have is just amazing. And so we'll produce it in Hollywood. And it'll be, you know, a little bit Oprah, a little bit Dr. Phil, and it'll be my own unique style. And the whole idea is to make people's lives better. So you know that I like to teach this about being different, better, more magical. And oh, wow. I believe it's going to be must-see television. So whether we end up on Hulu, Netflix, CBS, NBC, Fox, we'll figure out soon where I'm going to show up.
Let's go. I'm so excited for this.
Yeah.
You mentioned so many big names. So you worked with and helped with. Can you just quick, I know we have a little bit of time, but like 5 minutes or something, we will be ending shortly. So can you give us a little bit more names you worked with that if you can share, of course, I know that this, this is very big people.
I think to me, like the idea of a celebrity is, I think everyone's a celebrity. To be a celebrity means to be celebrated. And so I tell people, hopefully somebody celebrates you. If not, hopefully at least your cat, your dog, or your fish. So everybody's a celebrity, but it's very well known that I work with some of the best minds in the world and get to do projects with people that have done well. I've been with Kanye West since 2006 and working on many, many projects with him, being in the studio with him really since that time, getting to be in the studio so many times with the great Pharrell Williams and to see what he's doing even at Louis Vuitton, to be able to be a great friend and collaborate with Robert Downey Jr., who became Iron Man. But there's over 200 entertainers and celebrities that I work with.
Wow.
What a privilege. What a privilege. Wow. I love the creatives. That's why I like the title of your podcast, because you're going to continue to bring creative people on that talk about their creative story and their creative brands. Yeah.
Exactly. So, wow, that's amazing. I'm just the little guy from hard environment, if I can say that, used to manage to work with that many amazing minds in the world that well known and well recognized. And now here we go, we have Tim Story in the house. So, I have a privilege to have an interview with you and have a conversation. And more of that, we have amazing friendship and have amazing relationships. That's real miracle mentality. So I'm really excited.
One reason I like you so much, it's good for the people that are watching, listening, is it, Serge, I feel that you are okay in your own uniqueness, is that you have really started to figure out at this young age of your life of what you want to be and what you want to do. And then the thing that I love is that you have the desire, but then you also have the discipline. Again, most people have the desire, but they don't have the discipline. And then the other thing is you are very relentless. if you face an obstacle, you get up and go back. You get up and go again. And you're very resilient and relentless. And I like that about you. And that also helps me. And so there's a saying that iron sharpens iron. So it is a privilege that when we have these great talks, because we live close to each other, that we sharpen each other. And so everybody watching, continue to watch this podcast as Serge continues to bring on amazing guests, because we just want to sharpen you. And his vision is to see your vision come to pass.
Wow. Thank you so much, Tim, for amazing, amazing words. It's such a privilege to have a conversation with you, and thank you for your time. I think we covered quite a lot of great things. So me and my team will be preparing some content, short clips. We will be posting it on YouTube, Spotify, Apple TV, everywhere. So we want to make sure that this message is going to spread as many accounts as possible, as many people as possible. So thank you so much for your support. And so if you have some couple words for the people, maybe some wisdom or some inspiring words, I would really appreciate it.
Yeah, I just want to say to everybody watching that you may not be what you want to be, but you should be thankful you're not what you used to be. And we get so caught up of what we're not. But please, today, think about how far you've come. You've come a long way, and let's keep going forward.
Let's do it. Let's go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Tim Story, thank you so much, and see you in the next episode.
Yes.